tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
Now, let's analyze what's been working for us. Not a goddamn thing's been working for us. This goddamn suit doesn't work for me. And this stinking tie, this goddamn shirt, it doesn't work for me.
It's just emotionally you're a mess. And frankly, brother, anybody who wastes the potential you got pisses me off.
Yeah, well, it pisses me off, too.
So what are you going to do about it?
You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
It wants to walk up to the people and say, hey, Gator don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that, never been about playing no shit.
Isn't that what makes a man?
I'm sure of that in the bird testicles.
All right, that's enough for this insubordination. Team breaks down, we break down.
In my nipples right now.
There's excess. I would have called them people excess. But I feel like I've been missing out on some of the best hype music in the world.
Dude, I love this song.
That shit. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, cool. Place to go.
My people need a place to go. My people need a place to go. People need a place to go. Now everybody loving McDonald's and going by on McDonald's and loving in the bottle and everybody cool.
But what people?
Dude, my people.
Is it a Jewish rapper?
My people need a place to go.
Your people?
My people.
Okay.
They need a place to go so they can hit the bottle and be cool.
Can't they just do that anywhere?
Well, because it's Ronald McDonald. It's Ronald McDonald. Now we're hitting the bottle. All right. Bloom Singles coming at you. That's right. I am Marcus Mann and...
And Zach.
That's right.
Have you ever had trouble hitting the bottle anywhere?
No. Absolutely
yeah,
not.
I don't get that song. Sorry.
I never have trouble hitting the bottle. I can hit the bottle anywhere.
Right here? This works.
This works. Hey, over there?
That works.
That works just fine for me, too.
Elementary school, middle of the school day? Eh, that works.
That reminds me of when I was...
I hope it does not remind you of an actual story.
It does. It reminds me of a story. I was down in L.A. because I'm actually going to L.A. tomorrow, and I will be seeing the A's and the Angels play. I'm going into the heart of the beast, Angel Stadium.
Can you give me some sick Mike Trout swag when you're there?
I probably could, because I'm sure they have just a buttload of it.
I probably have everything already anyways.
Well, this podcast is actually starting better than the last one.
No, I thought we really started strong with the last one.
The last?
It's just it died after the first 10 seconds.
You want to know how I felt about last podcast?
Well, first off, you made the mistake of going back and listening to it.
Yes, I actually did go back and listen to it. But this is what I felt like our last podcast was like.
Carpet sweetheart. What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a show to run here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop. So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
It had nothing. No energy. No pop, pop, pop.
That's true. I'm going to blame it on... What did we do? Did we do that in an evening?
Yeah, it was an evening. And I have to say, I wake up at about 4:30 in the morning.
I think there might have been a lack of alcohol on your part. and probably on my part as well.
And I have a kid. You don't have a kid, do you?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Well, children take it out of you. Children do. And they are deceptively fast. You're thinking they're down there and they're
crawlers.
They're like, for a second, they're like, oh, look at me. I don't know what I'm doing. And then they see something and something clicks in that mind and they are like a freaking rocket ship. They're on it. Oh, what is that? Is that daddy's tall boy sitting over there? I want that. And next thing you know, you got tall boy all over the floor.
Kid knows what he likes.
Yeah, he likes Coors Light.
Yeah.
Just like daddy.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm Marcus Mann. This is Bloop Singles. Zach Kraft
sponsored
is with
by
me.
Coors Light.
Sponsored. God,
we finally got that done, right?
Damn it.
We sent him the last podcast. They're like, yeah, they keep it chill.
Oh, man. God damn it. I wish I had a sponsor of Coors Light, man. Just bring a keg over for me.
You wish you had a lifetime supply of Coors Light.
Yes. Or anybody. If anybody's out there and they want to give me any free shit.
You're a beer slut.
Dude, I don't mind. I'd like Sierra Nevada Torpedoes. Yes, please. If you want any, and it doesn't have to be beer. I'm talking about anybody wants to give me free shit for sponsorship on this show. God damn it, they will have the best shit ever. Oh, you know, I don't know. Butthole Pizzas down the street. Oh, dude, Butthole Pizza is so good. I had it last night, and God damn it, was delicious.
This is all theoretical. There's not an actual butthole pizza in town.
Yeah,
is there?
No. Okay.
I thought I'd been missing out on awesome pizza.
You know,
you got me a little worried.
I was like, and I'd sit here and I'd be like, butthole pizza. It's at 792 Peabody Way. Go down there and get some. It's probably the most delicious pizza ever.
Probably. Why do you leave it probably?
Okay, it is the most delicious pizza.
As a connoisseur of pizza, you, certainly, if anyone has the right to say, name a best pizza.
Butthole Pizza, for all of your pizza needs. And if they just gave me free butthole pizza, I'd eat it.
Now, when you say butthole pizza.
Butthole pizza.
I am not here. All right.
Hey, Sleep Train, you want to give me a new bed? I'm going to go look at a new bed today. Sleep Train wants to sponsor this show? Give me a free bed? Guess what? Sleep Train has the best people working there, the best everything.
Are you going to Sleep Train because they sponsor the Kings? Are you keeping brand loyalty?
There is that part of it. Plus, if you say I am a season ticket holder for the Sacramento Kings. I have two seats, lower bowl, given out some tickets on this show before. If you tell them that and you bring in your Cap City Kingdom membership card, you get 10% off.
It's legit.
That's
they
legit.
They scare attacks.
Yeah. And then, but I'm not going there just because of that. I'm going there because it's right next to Sleep Number, and I believe me and my wife are going to get a Sleep Number. So.
Solid.
Solid, yeah.
I wish I could get a Sleep Number.
Yeah.
And lay on it, like, perpendicular. So, like, my feet can have
hold
one
on,
number.
Hold on. Did you just say perpendicular? Okay, because I don't know if anybody that listens to this podcast.
I don't think perpendicular was even the right word.
Horizontal?
Yeah, sure. Horizontal. Not well, perpendicular kind of works.
Yeah,
whatever.
Works.
Horizontal on the bed so my feet can have a different number than my head.
Hmm.
I feel like my head needs more cushion.
Than your feet do?
Yeah. What's left needs to be coddled in my head.
So, all right, you wanna get to a little baseball talk?
Yeah, let's do.
Do we want to start off with the A's or Giants?
We could do either one. Either one. Let's do A's.
Let's do A's.
Yeah. Because
Josh Reddick sucks balls. He sucks balls. I'm talking about big hairy sack.
His defense is pretty good.
His defense is amazing. We're paying him $3 million for his defense. He's hitting.
Oh, boo hoo. $3 million. So much money.
Hey, what needs to happen is he better have a very good investment person, because he is not going to be playing baseball very long if he keeps batting .092.
But he might hit a dinger sometime.
That's not going to. That
not enough
help.
For you?
No. He sucks balls.
You're hard to please.
Yeah.
Oh, Cespedes, how's he doing? Is he slumping too?
Cespedes isn't doing too bad. He's hitting
better than .092.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's hitting like 280. No. No. 227.
That's not that great.
Hey, it's not that great, but it's better than
.091.
Yes. Home run for Cespedes. He's got one.
If you're going to hit 200, you better have a couple home runs under your belt.
But Brandon Moss right now is playing like a hog. He's playing like an absolute hog over there at first base. Derek Barton.
Like, he's like rolling around in dirt.
Yes, and just
like just living in his own shit. Like, that kind of
awesomeness.
Hog.
Hitting .310. You know, got 11 RBIs and 11 games. So he's going to have 162 RBIs this year.
Sounds pretty solid.
He's batting .310. On base percentage is .356, which.
Not that great, but.
Isn't that great.
But it's not bad.
I mean, his slugging is .452.
It's also early in the season, and there's just weird triple slash lines everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, who fucking. Somebody's hitting .900 right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think someone for the Brewers, maybe? Some part-time guy just got a full-time job, and in the first three games, he's 9-for-10.
We did. We're bringing back Gentry. Came off the disabled list, so
did he take Fold's place? Because Fold seemed like he was playing pretty well.
Actually, he did take Fold's place. Fold's got designated for assignment. Went back down AAA. Josh Reddick, you better start hitting because Keg Gentry. He at least hit, I think with the Rangers last year, he hit like .280, .290.
Not a lot of power. I mean, he's really.
Don't need that much power.
Not
I just
that great,
need people that can get on base.
That's true.
I mean.
Yeah, if you're hitting in the middle of an order
and then
like
I guess,
Reddick is.
I guess we got all the Josh Reddick in there for defense in the eighth inning. And hopefully he doesn't get it in that bat. That's all I can hope for.
Boy, just that one really good season. That's all it was.
That's all it was, man.
Yeah. That's why I think the A's aren't that good.
7-4. If our closer wouldn't have freaking blown 2-3 saves, we'd be like 10-1.
But still, who would you rather have, Jermyle Weeks or Jim Johnson?
I'm going to have to say Johnson, but man, dude, how can we don't have a closer anymore. He's not our closer.
Yeah, I heard. It's now by committee.
Yeah, and his ERA is over 11.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's maybe just had a couple bad starts. He just needs some time to find his bearings.
He better find his bearings real quick or he's going to get booed out of the stadium. Another bad thing that the A's are doing is our errors.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got...
Kicking shit away a lot.
Yeah. 8 errors in 11 games.
That's not too bad. I mean, it could be worse.
Of course it could be worse. But I
like mean. The Giants' first game, they had like 3 or 4 errors.
I saw Pablo just airmail a ball.
We'll talk about him later.
I still think that the A's will have more wins than the Giants. Our pitching staff right now is on fire.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to stay that way. I think they're just lucky the first go around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, Sonny Gray was throwing smoke last night.
Yeah, Sonny Gray's your best pitcher. I don't think Jesse Chavez, what did he do? He shut someone out through 8 innings or something the other day.
He's got a 1.38 ERA.
He's not going to do that forever.
He was our long reliever last year, and he came in and shut people down for like 5 innings when Malone and Griffin blew up in like the first 2 innings. He'd come in the second and pitch 5-6 shutout innings. He did that for us numerous times last year.
So then why hasn't he always been slated to be a starter?
Because he's been our long reliever. Why would you...
Because a starter is more valuable than a long reliever? Well, if he's that good...
He's showing what he can do right now.
Yes.
He's showing what he can do right now. 13 innings. 2 games, 13 innings, which is decent.
Do they have they have the lead in the division, right?
Yes. I believe you guys are tied with the Dodgers. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Dan Straley. He's got 277. And Kazmir's got 2.3. And then, like I said, Sonny Gray has pitched 19 innings. And what is his ERA? 0.95.
That's pretty sweet.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Our team ERA is 2.36.
That's great. Why aren't you like 11-0?
Because Johnson and his freaking 11 freaking ERA in the first 2 games.
Yeah, kind of blew a couple wins for you.
Oh, God. And then he came in. He not only blew wins, but then I think it was like the 6th game he came in and sucked it up again, had a save opportunity, sucked it up again, and let him catch back up. I think we won that game because he only let him get tied, and then after the 9th they pulled him. So it's like, oh man, that guy he needs to figure it out. Figure it out.
He does.
But
I think he will.
Abad has looked good. Coming out of the pen, Doolittle, he looks good. Gregerson looks good. Otero looks good. You know.
Yeah, Gregerson was a great pickup for you.
Yeah. He throws that slider. It's just, yep. It just dives out of the... He was pitching last night with our win against Seattle. And he threw, I think it was 2 innings, of just slider after slider after slider after slider. I mean, just pounding it. So, just pounding it. Do you know who is probably the most valuable player and is actually getting paid the right amount of money for his production?
In the major leagues or
yes.
On the A's?
In the major leagues. Felix Hernandez.
Oh yeah, he's pretty good.
That dude is a freaking beast.
No, he's you know,
he's killing it.
He's King Felix.
He's King Felix. He kills it. It's like, goddamn, why are you so good?
If the Mariners starting pitching behind him, was better.
Yeah, yeah. They're
they would be wrapping the division up now.
Yeah, they're, and not only that, but their bullpen sucks too.
Yeah, their bullpen's not great.
Their bullpen sucks. He threw like 8 innings of shutout ball. Bullpen came up, and it was 6-1. It was 6-1 going into the 8th. They pulled him, and next thing you know, it's like
walking 4-6. The bases loaded.
Yeah, it's like 4-6.
All sorts of stuff.
It's 4-6 going into the 9th. I'm like, okay, we have a chance now. You know, it's like, oh, that's nice. So.
Yeah, bullpens are weird. Milwaukee had a very bad bullpen last year, and I think they've given up maybe 1-2 runs so far this year, and Milwaukee has the best record in the majors. And
Ryan Braun looks like a freaking MVP candidate again so far.
I don't know. He looks okay. He had just had the 1-3 homer game. That always helps to pad the stat lines.
Yeah.
I don't think he had any RBIs up until that game, and then, well, here's 7 RBIs and 3 homers.
Yeah.
But so we'll see. You want to do predictions?
Pain? That's my prediction.
You're predicting pain?
I'm predicting pain.
So let's see. Let's just go through the standings.
Boston's looking bad right now. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. We'll start out there in the East.
AL East.
Defending champions are looking bad. The Rays. I'm not sold on anybody in the East. Rays pitching.
It hurts them if Matt Moore ends up being out for the whole season, as opposed to just a couple weeks. If Matt Moore is there on the Rays, I think the Rays are my favorite for the division, but it could really go anyway. Toronto's pitching still isn't good enough.
No.
Their offense is great.
Yankees.
It's kind of nice having Bautista and Encarnacion in the hardier order just hitting dingers.
Encarnacion.
I love him.
Encarnacion.
I love him. He made my fantasy team one here.
So who are you saying?
I'm saying Tampa.
Saying Tampa?
I'm saying Tampa. I don't think Boston's pitching. I think the Boston's pitching outperformed itself a little bit last year. They're still not bad. I think they're gonna get it. They'll take second, but
I think Boston's gonna come back. I mean, they just haven't looked good, but I think they'll come back.
Yeah, I mean, they have a potential rookie of the year candidate on their team, in Bogarts, but you really need Lackey and Buchholz to be very good. Lackey and Buchholz, not normal average back. Lackey and Buchholz.
Man, Lackey's getting up there in years too.
He is.
He's getting up there.
All of them are.
Yeah.
So.
And then let's go to the Central. Tigers.
Yeah, I mean,
Indians are up and coming, but they're not there yet. Twins are nothing.
Indians aren't there. I still like Kansas City to make a run at it.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have a very good record so far, and their offense isn't really clicking, but they have a pretty good bullpen. They have who I think is going to win Rookie of the Year in Yordano Ventura. Starter throwing 101 miles an hour, just fucking ridiculous. So I think he's gonna win Rookie of the Year, and I think if he can become their ace and another top prospect for them, Kyle Zimmer, if he can come up and slot into the rotation sometime this year or have a nice spot in the bullpen, maybe a long relief role, the bullpen could be really good. It usually is pretty good. They've blown a couple games this year, and James Shields last night. Fucking roughed up by the wins.
Yeah.
Seven runs three innings.
I didn't really watch anything last night other than the A's game. I had my son with me, so he was climbing on me and pulling my hair and sticking his fingers up my nose.
So you watched a lot of your son last night.
Yes, yes. Watched a lot of son last night.
So pretty, yeah, I guess consensus, Detroit.
Detroit, yeah.
I think Kansas City, by the end of the year, might be making it close. Yeah,
Think they might make the wild card?
They might. They very well might, just because I think the records in the West are going to be very bad. Just too many injuries and everything there.
The Angels, I cannot believe they... How do you slide into first and break your... What did he do? Torn ligament in his thumb?
Yeah.
Hamilton?
Yeah, like his thumb all the way down his arm, yeah. It was dumb. And he was raking, too.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. He was finally raking again and fucking does that.
But I got the A's in the West because I think they're the best team. I think they've got the best pitching. I think they've got... They don't have the best hitting, but...
I think they're the least injured.
I think they're going to be able to do what the A's do. Get on base. Timely hitting.
It might be the Astros. You never know. It could be the Astros. Because they're healthier a little bit. They're a little healthier than everyone else.
And they're going to steal like 500 bases
this
year. They
might steal 500 bases. That could happen.
Because they've got some... Speed on that team.
Yeah, they do. It's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch speed.
All of you Michael Choice A's fans out there, he's now on the Rangers. He hit a home run last night for the Rangers.
And they need it because they're playing without their second baseman, their third baseman. They're just beat to shit right now.
Yeah. They are.
They're starting to get some of their pitching back. They would be my favorites.
Darvish is a hog.
I love Darvish.
Darvish is a hog.
I love Darvish. He's nasty. And he got a nice no decision on an 8-inning, 1-hit outing. that was very nice.
Dude, the
Astros shut out the Rangers for 10 innings.
That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. That's why they're not going to win the division, because... When Adrian Beltre is not in that lineup protecting Prince Fielder, things are going to get very ugly.
Okay, so you say Rays, Tigers, and Athletics?
I do.
And then who is your wild card choice for AL?
Wild cards, I think. Shoot, if Seattle can get some of their pitching back, I think I'll have... probably Boston in the second wild card or Boston in the first wild card and Seattle in the second with the Royals coming in a close third.
Okay, and I'm going to go Boston winning the East. Tigers, Athletics. My first wild card will be the Indians. I think the Indians, because they've got pop.
They do.
They've got home run dingers all over the place in that lineup. And then my second wild card will probably go to... It's between the Rays and the Angels. One of those two, Rays or Angels. I guess I have to...
You think the Angels can end up having that good of a record this year?
Yeah.
Their pitching just scares me too much. And Jared Weaver is just not that good anymore.
Yeah, I think...
They really don't have... They don't have an anchor in that rotation at all. Yeah,
but the Mariners, after you get past Felix and then you get into their bullpen, any starter that they've got, you get into their bullpen and you are just going to light it up.
That's true.
It's like a pinball machine. Ding, 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 ding.
But they have if their offense clicks... They have a monster offense. Very lefty heavy, but it's a monster offense.
Lefty is all they've got. I think they had one righty in the lineup last night.
Corey Hart.
He was hitting right.
Yeah.
He was hitting ninth.
Yeah.
Right-handed ninth. That was it.
Yeah.
I thought Cano was switch hitter.
Nope. Lefty.
Lefty. Okay. I thought Cano was for some reason. So, yeah.
That's weird.
I've got no faith in the Mariners anything.
Okay.
So,
I didn't think so either, but I didn't think any of their off-season acquisitions would hit, and they're hitting a little bit. I thought Corey Hart was not going to be able to come back from injury. I thought Logan Morrison was going to suck balls, and they're all just kind of doing all right. And Dustin Ackley's kind of hitting all right. And, you know, some of their guys that have been slumping the last few years are seem like they're going to pick it up. So I don't know. Their offense should be pretty good.
It should be.
If they can pick up, you know,
yeah,
some bullpen arms, or if they have some bullpen depth in the minors that can come up and help, then they could do something.
Yeah. And
who do you got for
go to the what I think is the toughest division in baseball?
What?
NL Central.
Yeah.
Brewers, Pirates, so? Cardinals.
Brewers, Pirates, Cardinals. Yeah, and the Reds are at the bottom right now.
Jesus,
which is crazy.
They can't. Yeah.
Their just offense is, they miss Shinsu Chu badly.
Yeah. The Reds and the...
Hold on. But did you see Billy Hamilton tag on that pop-up from third base?
No.
Hamilton was at third base. There was a pop-up, you know, basically 15, 20 feet into the outfield grass behind second base. The right fielder caught it, so he had his momentum going in, and Hamilton tagged from third and scored. 20 feet into the outfield.
Really?
Tagged and scored. Yeah. It was fucking nuts. It was nuts. That kid is so fast. It was awesome.
You probably didn't see any of the A's game last night, did you?
Nope.
Dude, there's a rule out there.
A rule?
A rule.
Okay.
When you catch the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And then the transfer.
The replays have started to make that rule come into play.
Yes.
You actually have to hold the ball in your offhand on the transfer.
Yes.
For it to, yeah.
Even though after they have caught the ball.
Yeah, no. They'll catch the ball, have the ball in their glove
for
10, 15 seconds. If they go to transfer and it drops.
Yes.
It's a drop ball.
It's a drop ball.
That's nuts.
What is that shit?
That is nuts.
What is that shit?
I mean, I don't care. I'll get used to it.
But baseball players, what? Baseball players should not have to. Once the ball is caught, it's caught. They're definitely gonna look at this. They will definitely look at this rule in the offseason next year.
No, they might. That's why you catch the ball with two hands. Marcus, two hands. You already have that hand in the glove, and you just pull the ball out.
I don't want to talk about my fucking errors in the outfield.
Stop flipping the ball out of your glove into your bare hand. Stop trying to drop it into your bare hand. Stick your hand in the glove and grab the baseball.
I shouldn't even use my mitt when I'm out there. I should just catch it with my hands. I'd probably catch more just barehanded.
You should rig like a net system under your elbow, the way you kind of just catch things with your arm straight up, and then the way the ball just kind of just rolls out of the glove afterwards.
Fuck you.
Or you need to, you know, learn to just close the glove a little bit.
You know that I fucking cover how much fucking field do I cover though? I cover a shit ton of field out there.
Yeah.
It's just once I get to the ball.
No, you could cover all the ground in the world. If you're going to drop the ball every time, that doesn't help anybody.
I'm working on that, okay? I'm working on that.
I cover a lazy amount of ground. I'm just going to nonchalantly kind of trot towards anything.
So, where are we at? We are at the
NL Central.
NL Central. Pirates, Brewers, Cardinals. Which one you got?
Fuck, that's so tough. Pirates, Brewers, Cardinals. Why can't I pick the Reds or the Cubs? You're not giving me that option?
No, I'm not, because we both know that both of those teams suck balls. I think about the Reds just like the Phillies. There's no way with their fucking with their team the way it is right now that they're going to win.
I like the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going to win the division, and I think the Brewers could very well. Well, yeah, I think the Brewers are going to be a wild card team. I do.
Can both wild cards come out of
they
that
could.
Division?
They could, but I don't think they will. I don't think. I think some of pitch.
Because they're going to beat up on each other too much during the season to get both wild cards.
Exactly. It could happen, but I don't think it will. Because I have to leave spots in the playoffs for the Giants. So I'm going to say that okay. No, only one of them is coming.
So you're saying Central. Cardinals out of the Central?
Cardinals out of the Central.
Okay.
The Brewers taking a wild card spot.
And then the West?
The West or the East? We'll do East and then we'll do West do and east. I can talk about the Giants.
Okay, East and then West and then we can go do some Giants baseball talk
sure.
here on Bloop Singles.
Yeah, we can do something like that. So in the East, I have the Nationals taking it. Fairly,
I've got the Braves
fairly easily. Really,
the
Braves. I just think with the Braves missing their two starters, I don't think the fill-ins have done all right in their first couple games. But I think for 32 starts, it's not going to be that great.
Did you see the Braves set the American flag on fire with their fireworks show?
No. But that's a good way to get me to change my vote.
Dude, there is an intern out there right now that has been fired or is so close to being fired right now.
Is that a crime? That is a crime, isn't it?
No.
It's not a crime?
You can burn the American flag.
Can you drop it on the ground?
You can drop the American flag on the ground. It's just...
So all the crazy patriotic bullshit talk that people tell you about not doing things to flags are not actual laws.
It's not laws. They're just for ceremonial purposes, the flag shouldn't touch the ground. If it does, and do you know how you're supposed to get rid of a flag?
Burn it. Hell yeah. Well, maybe it was an old rusty flag. Flags can rust.
You know, like flags that are out there that blow in the wind and the ends get all tattered up and messed up. Mm-hmm. Those flags are supposed to be destroyed. They're supposed to be burned because, you know.
Can't let anyone know.
The symbolism of the flag is.
You can't have a tattered flag.
It's all about is the symbolism in it.
That's why I want my body to be burned. I want to be cremated.
Really?
What do you want?
And what about the ashes?
The ashes?
You sound like my cousin. He wants to have a freaking Nordic freaking funeral fucking on a boat set on fire and shit.
No, I want my ashes to be wherever someone feels like taking them.
Yeah?
Not like set out anywhere, just like, hey, here's ashes in a Tupperware. just set them out somewhere.
Have you seen, there's an Ace commercial with that where they're Brandon Moss is walking on the field for the fireworks show and there's like a family and they're like, he's like, yeah, we got three generations of A's fans gonna be watching the fucking fireworks tonight.
And Brandon's like an urn.
Yeah, Brandon's like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, grandpa, he whips out grandpa in the urn and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty good, dude. The A's commercials, I have to say,
pretty on point.
Yeah, they're funny. They are actually pretty funny. I like them.
No, the Giants commercials are pretty cringy. They're not very good.
And what's up with the seagulls at Giants Stadium? You know what would fix that? A couple of fireworks shows. You start blasting off fireworks out there, and guess what?
Then they have to win at home.
Birds go away.
Then they have to win at home. That's just
birds go away when large explosions in the air happen. And then, I don't know.
That wouldn't matter. The birds would still try and get on the ground and eat shit.
They would, but guess what? Half of your fans that are still at...
And then you'd have dead birds falling out of the sky, too. The fireworks would kill some of the
birds. There's fireworks shows in Oakland Coliseum all the time.
But there aren't.
And we don't have
birds.
The problems with the birds.
Yeah, but you're not on the water.
No, we're not.
The Giants
Oakland
are
Coliseum is not on the water. It is only maybe 3 miles from the water.
Yeah, but the Giants are literally on the water.
These are birds. How you don't think that a bird can fly 3 miles from? They're like, they don't know that.
Why would they when there's easy food access? Plus, the Coliseum sucks. The birds know how shitty the Coliseum is.
Well, guess what? The Giants fans that actually stay to the end of the game know how shitty fucking Pac Bell Park is, or AT&T Park, or whatever the hell they're calling it now, because they're actually getting shit on by birds.
If you're in the outfield bleachers, yeah. But what kind of sucker stays in the outfield bleachers? When everyone leaves, you go behind home plate.
Very true. So we're getting to the West now. So you're saying Nationals. I'm saying Braves. But I think the Nationals will get a wild card spot because I don't. My wild card. My Central is going Cardinals and then Pirates for the wild card. And
so no love for the Giants. No love. Yeah. I kind of figured that from you.
I just.
Hater.
It's not a hater.
Haters gonna hate.
I just don't think that they have it. I don't think that their pitching is going to stand up. Their bats have been on fucking fire.
Until yesterday. They got shut out yesterday by Brett Anderson. But Brett Anderson only pitched 3 innings and then hurt himself. So relievers shut them out for 6 innings.
That's surprising. That's surprising to Brett Anderson.
Are you surprised that Brett Anderson suffered an injury?
I'm very surprised.
Nothing in his track record says.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, he's going to get hurt.
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
How can you predict that? So, yeah, Dodgers are going to win the division fairly easily. Even if Puig is a head case and they have to, like, send him back to Cuba, they have enough they have enough outfield depth to do that. Even with Kershaw on the DL, they have ridiculous pitching depth that they can deal with that. And, you know, he's not out for the season, so he'll be back and he'll probably be very good again. So Dodgers fairly easily winning the division, but I think the Giants do have what it takes to take a wild card spot. I think the offense is a lot better than it was last year. Pence and Pablo are both well. So I want to do a segment like Giant of the Week, or, you know, if we don't podcast for 3 weeks, then Giant of the Last 3 weeks.
Which I would like to do more. I want to apologize for the many people that download this show.
Yeah.
The many, many people that download this show and say that we're trying to do this every week. It's sometimes harder to get together with what we are doing.
Yeah, you kind of full-time job, kid, and a hefty softball commitment.
Yes.
That, you know.
It's going to be a couple of nights a week this next season.
Getting in the way of things, yeah. I have a job. A hefty betting commitment.
Oh, let's not get to the Giants just yet.
Okay.
Because I've got something for you here. Let's see.
It's gonna blow out somebody's eardrums.
No, it's not going to. But it's something I like to call Zach's baseball bets.
So am I supposed to do a segment saying who I'm betting on?
Yes,
today,
I want to hear how your weekly betting, or, you know, biweekly betting has been going.
Not well. I had a good week last week. This week I've been screwed by a couple things. Had quite a few things going on the Royals yesterday. Had their ace give up 7 runs to the Twins. That's never a good sign.
Yeah.
So that kind of screwed me.
How much are you, I mean, I don't want to get into actual specifics here, but on a typical bet, how much are you?
It's lunch money.
It's lunch money. A couple of bucks. Money.
It's
a couple of bucks a game, or
yeah, it's under 100 a day.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. I want to know where you're going to lunch that it is under $100 a day.
Well, everywhere I go to lunch is under $100 a day. I just didn't say how far under.
Okay. So
no, I'll some days I'll get up there a little bit, yeah. like some games, but no, it's
$5 a game.
Yeah, $5, $10, $15 bets usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was just wondering. Like I said, I don't bet on baseball. I'll bet on other things.
I like betting on baseball more than anything else, just because there is no spread. Because fucking every fucking football game I bet on, they're up by 3 and they need to cover 5.5, yeah. And they refuse to kick that field goal with 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
That fucking kills me. I just can't do that.
Where,
so with baseball, there's only money lines. It's just whoever wins the game.
I'll bet basketball. You'll bet basketball? Yeah, I like the over-under on points.
Yeah?
I'll bet that. I like the over-under. If I'm gonna bet on anything, it's over-under.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do that. Yeah. I have to just... You win the game outright or you don't.
Yeah,
I don't like leaving it up to weird little things like fouls at the end of the game.
Maybe you're going to have to show me this app you have for.
I might.
Because we could actually do a segment of who is a better. Who is.
So I bet a lot of single games and less parlays because I have a bad habit of I'll pick 8 teams on a day and I'll hit 6 of them, but the 2 that I don't hit, I had tied to every single parlay. So I'll lose everything. I'll hit 75% of my picks, but I'll lose everything because I parlay things and my favorites get fucking killed. So I do a lot of single team bets. More so than parlays, just because I have the way I bunch teams together is always kind of shitty.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I just no rhyme or reason to it. Just when I parlay things, it gets ugly.
So, how'd you do this last week?
I'm down a little bit.
Down a little bit.
I'm down a little bit.
Okay, yeah. I was just wondering. Okay, and I'm sure all of our faithful fans out there. We're just wondering too.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. My car's not getting repoed. I'm doing all right. I'm still up from last week. We'll put it that way. Last week was good enough to take care of this week. So, I'm doing okay. Yeah, so I also want to do my Giant of the Week segment, or Giant of last time.
Yes,
since last time we've talked, and it's Pablo Sandoval.
Really?
Actually, yeah, because with hitting under 100, and maybe he's hitting at 100 now, but hitting as poorly as he is, and even fielding as poorly as he is, he was lifted for a defensive replacement the other day in the late innings.
Yes.
He's kind of ensuring that we won't be paying him $100 million this year. And to that.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Damn it. I'm trying to produce.
So you're trying to pick the outro song right now?
I am. Okay. I'm trying. So, hey, I'm over here trying to put in work.
Okay.
So I apologize. I apologize to all of you for that little.
Yeah, thanks.
So Pablo is your Giant of the Week.
Yeah, he's basically just saving the Giants' future by saying, hey, I'll suck now. Don't worry about paying me a lot of money. Worry about buying something else that's more valuable or useful. Because the last 3 years, he has been, from 2012 to now, so the last 2 full seasons and so far this season, he's been the 16th best third baseman in the majors.
Damn, 16th best. That's
hot. That is solid average.
That is solid.
Solid average.
And he wants how much money?
At least $90 million. So no way.
Dude,
so fuck that. No way.
And I know that that what's his name? Brian Sabian. He's a smart guy. He's actually
I mean,
I wouldn't say
Lindskum's getting paid $17 million right now.
17.5
17.5 this
year. For 2 years.
17.5 next year.
Next year.
And
how's he pitching? I haven't seen
dog shit.
Dog shit?
Yeah.
You think that he just doesn't have the velocity anymore?
He doesn't have the velocity, and he can't locate good enough to deal with not having velocity. Basically, he has trouble throwing his fastball for strikes, and when he does that, he has to throw more of his splitter, and the more splitters you throw, the better chance that you hang one of those splitters up and it gets taken deep, which has been happening a lot. It works in moderation, but when a guy can go up to his at-bat and think he's going to throw the splitter 3 or 4 times this at-bat, I just have to wait for the one that stays up.
Yeah.
And they're doing that. And it's just not working out for him. And Vogelsong hasn't been that great either. So between the two of them, well, Vogelsong can be a fine fifth starter. We need to move Lindskum to the bullpen like we did in the playoffs in 2012. Give him like a long relief or a closer kind of job. Shore up our bullpen a little bit. And bring up a minor leaguer to slot into our rotation, because the two of them aren't cutting it. We do need rotation help to make the playoffs.
For Vogelsong and Lindskum?
Yeah. We can have
one of them.
I'd rather do Lindskum, just because he's kind of a weird guy. We could pitch him 2 or 3 innings back-to-back days and stuff like that. I don't think we can do that with Vogelsong. So just because because Lindskum's a little more flexible, and he was kind of shut down when he was in the bullpen in the playoffs that year.
One of the Rockies last night, they sucked.
Yeah. No, I mean, the Rockies' offense is good. It's their pitching that's dog shit. So if you can't score any runs against the Rockies' pitching, and again, it was the Rockies' bullpen because Anderson was out after 3 innings. But we'll chalk it up to an off day, since they have been scoring 7-8 runs a game pretty much all season. Fucking
Hudson's looked good for you, though.
Hudson has looked great, which is why that's one of my bets today, is Hudson.
Hudson has looked really, really good.
He looks like he's going to be the best free agent contract in the majors this offseason.
Oh, man, I'm just looking at some of the ERAs that you guys got, and I'm like, holy shit, dude, it actually hurts my eyes to look at this page.
Yeah, Kane's ERA probably isn't that great.
4.
But he's starting to.
4. Kane is at 4. Vogel's 8. 9.
Well, Kane pitched yesterday, and he went 7 solid. I mean, one run.
1 run.
7 solid innings, and it, you know, he looked very good. So hopefully he's just turning it around and won't leave so many fastballs kind of center cut for people to take deep. But no, Kane's looking better. Bumgarner had a rough first start, and then he hit a grand slam in this last start. But he'll be Bumgarner. He'll be fine. And if Hudson's gonna keep pitching like this, then that's a pretty solid 1-3. It's pretty. If Kane is old Kane and Bumgarner's normal Bumgarner, and Hudson is basically what he was last year before he got hurt, he was great last year before he got hurt. So.
That's why.
As long as
the A's were talking about picking up Hudson.
They should have.
And I was like, do it now. Yeah. Do it right now.
I can't believe the Braves passed on him. They could use him now.
Yes.
The Braves could really use him now.
They really, really could.
As long as that sinker keeps sinking, he'll be great.
Shit, just looking at your guys' fucking batting average. God damn, I wish the A's had this batting average, because we would be like...
It's pretty nice, right? I'm still not completely used to the Giants being able to come back from a 2-run deficit.
What about Morris out there in left?
Oh, he's been much better than I thought he would be.
Yeah?
I thought he would be a huge liability in the outfield, and he's been okay. Basically, comparing him to Mark Trumbo for the Diamondbacks, he's kind of doing the same thing. I mean, Trumbo's got 5 home runs. Morse only has 2. But Morse is hitting for a decent average, coming up good in the clutch.
Yeah.
And his defense has been better than Mark Trumbo's.
How much did you guys give Pence?
We gave 5 years, $90 million. That's what Pablo wants, at least.
5 years, $90
million? Yeah.
For 167 batting average?
Yeah. Oh, for Pence? Yeah. Oh, I'm not worried about Pence.
And Sandoval's at 152.
I'm worried about Sandoval. I'm not worried about Pence. Pence is going to hit okay. He can at least steal bases when he gets on. He's starting to hit better the last couple days. He's throwing out shit tons of guys on the base paths. So
I've only watched like maybe 20 minutes of Giants baseball, and I will make this confession.
And you saw some solidly bad Sandoval in that 20 minutes.
I saw some very bad Sandoval in those 20 minutes. But I'm gonna tell you something right now that I don't tell very many people. Because it's just you and me.
You love me?
Sitting here. No. Oh. Not that I love you. Oh. But what I will tell you is I am trying to make an effort to watch some Giants games.
You don't have to.
Just so that I can, when I'm sitting here, I can talk and I can actually know a little something about the Giants. Other than just looking at stats. Because stats give you a lot, but they don't actually...
A guy can be hitting 100 this early in the season, but with a lot of rocket line drives that found gloves.
Yeah.
So you never know.
That's what... Exactly. And I want to be able to at least talk a little bit and do the old eye test on Giants. But don't tell anybody that I told you this, actually trying to watch a little bit of Giants.
Yeah. You just kind of told all the podcast listeners, but sure, let's keep this a secret between me and you.
God, it's like you said, last 2-3 years, 4 years, however long it's been, God, if the Giants got 2 runs down, it was like, all right, this game's over with.
Yeah.
It was just, I couldn't watch.
But at the same time, if they had a 1 or 2 run lead going into late innings, like, oh, this game's over with.
Yeah,
they're going to lock this shit down.
This is done.
This is over. Yeah, no, it's kind of a different era. It's weird.
Well, if they keep hitting like this, it is. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Pagan, 400. Morse, 350. Posey, 325. Crawford, 300. Belt, 292
with five home runs. Tied for the lead, MLB lead.
Where did Belt get that power from?
We played a lot of games in Arizona.
Ah.
We played 4 games in Arizona. Ah. And then he came to Dodgers Park and hit one in L.A. But then our first home game, he hit one, too. He spent maybe a little time with Barry Bonds in spring training, you know?
You never see great hitters go and be great batting coaches. Because what is Barry Bonds going to tell fucking Belt?
Oh, Barry Bonds is a great hitter.
Just swing as hard as you possibly can.
No, that's not what it was.
See the ball. What you first have to do is see the ball.
First you have to see the ball better than anybody else ever has.
Recognize what sort of pitch it is, and then if it's in your zone, swing as hard as you possibly can.
Actually, Belt's not seeing the ball these days. He's actually jumping on him and Posey both have been guessing and jumping on pitches more than they ever have.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Like Posey hit the longest home run of his career in Arizona earlier, a couple weeks ago. And it was definitely something where it was like, I'm sitting first pitch fastball, I'm guessing first pitch fastball, I'm swinging first pitch fastball. Hopefully this isn't a changeup because I'm fucked. But it was a first pitch fastball, and he raked it. Same with Belt. Back in the day, he used to not be able to get to the inside fastball, and it almost seems like he's guessing inside fastball a little more, and when he's getting it, he's roping it. It's just not fair.
All right. I think we did pretty good today.
We did all right.
All right. This was a little bit more energy in there, a little bit more, you know, pizzazz, a little bit more pop, pop, pop.
It was a little bit of that. Yeah. A little pop, pop.
It's a little pop, pop. I don't know if you've heard this outro song that I'm about to play for you.
I probably haven't.
It's by Iggy.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
Iggy, Iggy, pussy, illy, what it in the Amazon, taste this kitty, silly billy, popping pillies, smoking like a swoosh, lick this filly, mold them, ah, soak them, ah, hook them like crack, aftershock, molten, ah, have a drive, this should be outflow, homie pop.
Pussy.
Yeah. The illest on the planet. Better play your cards right, Mr. Gambit. If you wanna hang here, ain't gon' hang it. Never not bad, I lost your bandit. Never not bad, I lost your bandit. I do it right with drugs.
Yes, this has been the podcast. I want to give a shout out to Lafayette Azevedo, the site boss over there at SacramentoFans.com. He's gonna have this up on that website. We're doing things. I have so much to do that I'm trying to get a website going myself so that I can put it up on that site too. You got anything you want to say, Zach?
Let's get Skype going so I can start doing this from my underwear in my home. And we can start having guests. Let's bring on some of the softball guys to.
You know that I wouldn't mind bringing on some guests, have some people come in, and that would be perfect for the Skype use.
Yeah, it would be great. And, yeah, that would be cool. We should podcast at one of our softball games sometime, just in between innings.
Just like
while we're batting, while we're in the dugout. So we'll have to be like spaced out, like you can't be right after me, and like whoever else is doing it with us can't be right after us. We'll just be spaced out in the batting order. We'll always at least have two on the mic. Could be solid.
Yeah, that could work. I changed the outro song. It's not going to be that.
Well, you're fucking up.
Yeah, I know. But here we go. We're going to play, how about a little NoFX?
Cool. This has been Bloop Singles. I am Marcus, man. The Jet Man.
The Jet. And I am Zach. I need better bets. Crap. And we'll see you guys next time we podcast. Have a good one, everybody.
Talking about the moron bros, tattooed fingers, tattooed toes.
like a fucking French fry.
Yeah.